哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
前天晚上唱诗祷告会，小弟用诗篇这个题目，弟兄和睦同居，跟大家一起来分享。
For tonight's service,
Wednesday 的时候，礼拜三的时候。
On Wednesday's hymn singing and prayer session, I had shared with everyone the topic of brother lives in peace based on Psalms chapter 133.
时间不是很够，没有办法分享得很深入。
And because time was limited, I wasn't able to share this in depth.
我们今天晚上再用这句话。
And therefore tonight we shall continue studying this section.
我们请先打开诗篇133篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 133.
诗篇的133篇。
Psalm chapter 133.
第一节。
Verse 1.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
1. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
第二节，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
2. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
第三节，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
3. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore.
这首诗歌的标题就是弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
The main theme behind this psalm is how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
这个诗篇的上行之势就是讲我们奔跑天国道路。
And this is a song of ascent, which means that it represents the road that we are traveling back towards heaven.
信仰的追求。
And this is the pursuit of our faith.
以前的人是往耶路撒冷去朝圣。
The people of old times, they would direct themselves towards Jerusalem.
当他们一直往耶路撒冷奔跑的时候，
And when they were journeying towards Jerusalem,
他们的心就跟神更近。
Their hearts would become near to God.
今天的耶路撒冷不在地上。
And today, Jerusalem is no longer in this earth.
耶路撒冷预表天国。
But rather, Jerusalem represents heaven.
也是预表我们信仰的追求。
And it also symbolizes the pursuit of our faith.
但是这个诗篇的上行之诗这里强调了一点。
And an emphasis in the Song of Ascent is
奔跑天国道路的追求当中有一点很关键。
That as we are pursuing this faith, there is an essential part.
就是我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系会影响我们跟神的关系。
Which is that the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters will affect the relationship that we have with God.
譬如说我们跟弟兄姐妹如果相处不好，
For example, if we are not in a good relationship with our brothers and sisters,
我们不想来教会，
we don't feel like coming to church.
就我们跟神的关系就已受影响。
And that is when the faith, the relationship that we have with God is affected.
另外，如果我们跟神的关系不好，
And also, if we have a bad relationship with God,
我们的信仰没有进步，
if our faith has not progressed,
那么反过来，我们跟人的关系也很难会好。
Then in the same way, the relationship that we have with people would not be any better either.
这两个关系啊，都很密切的。
So we can see that both of these relationships are closely related.
有人说基督教的十字架代表什么？
Some people say that the cross of Christianity symbolizes
直的那一条代表我们跟神的关系。
The vertical line represents a relationship that we have with God.
我们都很想维持我们跟神的关系。
And we always want to keep that relationship in a very constant state.
我们跟神的关系好，我们才得到祝福。
And if we are in a good relationship with God, then we will be blessed.
但是十字架不是只有直的那一条。
However, as we see, the cross is not made up of only a vertical line.
它有横的那一条。
There's also a horizontal line.
这一条代表人与人之间的关系。
And this horizontal line represents the relationship between people.
我们的信仰不能独立的自己跟神独立的存在。
Our faith cannot be based on simply having a relationship with God.
当时的百姓他们要去朝圣耶路撒冷，去朝见神。
The people of all times, they would need to direct themselves towards Jerusalem to become near to him.
他们在这个旅程当中那几个月，都是跟他们的家人、他们的亲戚一起往圣殿出发。
And during this many months of journey, they would spend all of this time with their family members.
如果那几个月当中每天吵架，
If during those couple of months of journeying, they were to be fighting with their family,
过得很不愉快，
they would end up just feeling horrible.
哪有心情要去敬拜神呢？
And if they were not in a good mood, then how would they be able to want to worship God?
同样，如果我们今天跟弟兄姐妹的关系不好，
In the same way, if our relationship with our brothers and sisters is not well,
我们来教会怎么能高高兴兴呢？
Then how could we come to church with a happy heart?
如果我们在我们的家里常常都吵吵闹闹，
If at home we live in an environment full of conflict,
没有办法和睦相处，
we are unable to be in harmony and peace.
我们是亲戚，我们都没有来往。
If even when we are relatives, but we do not contact each other at all,
这样神怎么会在我们中间呢？
Then how would God live among us?
所以这一首诗篇很重要。
So this psalm is very important.
我们不单只是追求说啊，每天祷告几分钟，读几篇圣经，一个礼拜来教会几次。
Not only are we pursuing having a life of praying, reading the Bible, and coming to church.
我们要问问我跟我的弟兄姐妹、亲戚，所有的人有没有办法和睦同居。
But rather, we need to ask ourselves if we are in harmony, if we are in a good relationship with our family members and friends.
但是人为什么那么难和睦同居？
So the question is, why is it so hard for people to be in harmony and in peace with others?
人与人之间的相处非常的困难。
And it is because the relationship between human beings is very complex.
人是群体的动物，不能自己一个生存。
Human beings need to live in communities. They cannot survive by themselves.
但是跟人相处又有很多的问题。
However, interacting with other people makes it very complex.
为什么会这样？
And why does this happen?
尤其是兄弟之间。应该是很亲密的。
And especially those who are brothers should have a very close relationship.
什么叫做兄弟？
So what does a brother mean?
同一个爸爸，同一个妈妈。
A brother is one whom is of the same father and mother.
同一个血缘的关系。
The ones that are of the same bloodline.
同一个家庭。
The ones that are of the same family.
我们在世上有两种不同的兄弟。
In this world, we have two kinds of brothers.
一种就是我们自己的家人。
The first one is those within our own family.
我们的亲戚。
Our relatives.
但是有时候自己家人、自己的亲戚都相处不好。
However, sometimes we have a bad relationship with our own brothers and relatives.
有一些人长大，兄弟之间都没有来往，姐妹之间也没有来往。
Some people, after they grow up, they no longer keep in contact with their own siblings.
为什么这样？
Why?
这个问题很多，很复杂。
And it is because the problems are very complex.
另外一种。兄弟啊，就是属灵之间的兄弟。
And the other kind of brotherhood is the one among those of the spiritual family.
我们今天有同一个爸爸。
We have the same father.
圣经说，以弗所书告诉我们，一个父亲就是天父。
In the book of Ephesians, it says that we are all of one father, which is our heavenly father.
我们跟神说父，我们的弟兄姐妹也是跟神说父。
We call God our heavenly father, and our brothers and sisters also call God our heavenly father.
教会的弟兄姐妹也有血缘的关系。
And within our brothers and sisters, some of them are related.
是主耶稣的宝血。
And we are related by blood through the blood of Jesus Christ.
你被主耶稣的宝血洗过，他也是被主耶稣宝血洗过。
You have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they have been washed away by the same blood.
我们也是同一个家。
And we are also of the same house.
是神的家。
We are of the house of God.
主耶稣基督的家。
We are of the house of Jesus Christ.
讲起来，我们弟兄姐妹应该是很亲密的。
And so the more we talk about it, the more we would conclude that we should be in a very close relationship.
就好像我们的亲戚一样。
Just like our relatives.
就好像我们的家人一样。
Just like our family members.
但是为什么人与人之间和睦同居那么的难？
So why is it that it is so difficult for brothers to live together in unity and peace?
那我们要从往上推，来看一看到底什么时候开始人兄弟之间不能够和睦同居的。
We need to take one step back and figure out when did this kind of broken relationship start.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第三章是记载人类的犯罪。
Genesis chapter 3 talks about the fall of man.
亚当夏娃他们违背了神赐的分别善恶树上的果子。
Adam and Eve had broken the rule that God had set to not eat of the tree of good and evil.
结果就是被神逐出伊甸乐园。
And the result of breaking that rule is that they were exiled of the garden of God.
一个人犯罪，但是对全人类有一个影响。
And even though it was only one person who had committed this sin, everybody is affected by it.
第四章的第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
该隐与他的兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
8. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
这是记载两兄弟之间的一个问题。
And this records the problem between two brothers.
他们是亚当夏娃的儿子，两个儿子。
They are the sons of Adam and Eve.
亚伯献祭给神，神很喜欢。
And the things that Abel would offered to God, God was very pleased with that.
该隐献祭神不喜欢。
However, the things that Cain would offer, God was not pleased with that.
为什么不喜欢呢？
Why was it? 神
跟他讲得很清楚。
And God told him very clearly.
第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你面前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Verse 7, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
神看不中该隐，就是因为他的罪。
The Lord did not look well upon Cain because of his sin.
但是该隐没有反省自己的罪。
However, Cain did not self-examine and reflect upon his sin.
他去生他的弟弟的气。
But rather, he got upset at his own brother.
结果就抓着机会把他杀了。
And after he found the opportunity, he killed his own brother.
很难想象，人类的第一宗凶杀案是哥哥杀弟弟。
This would be unimaginable that the first criminal record in all human history is a brother killing his own brother.
为什么兄弟之间不能和睦相处？
So why is it that there's a lack of peace and unity among brothers?
我们可以讲很多。
Of course, we could give a lot of reasons.
但是最根源的原因，人不能和睦相处，就是因为罪的影响。
But the origin of all problems is because of the effect of sin.
一个人有罪，被罪影响，他就变得自私。
When a person is affected by sin, then he or she will become selfish.
他的脾气也变得不好。
And their temper will become very bad.
甚至他变得很残忍。
To the point that they are cruel.
他会嫉妒别人。
They will be jealous of others.
所以兄弟之间没有和睦是罪的原因。
So the reason why there is no harmony and unity between brothers is because of sin.
我们人的心就好像一块草地一样。
The hearts of people are just like a grassland.
春天来了。
When spring comes,
大家开始可能会忙准备自己的院子。
Everybody starts getting busy fixing their garden.
如果要一片草地很漂亮。
And if you want to have a beautiful piece of grass,
要不断的除草。
You must constantly cut it.
撒那个。要个药，要那些哇小黄花那些杂草长不起来。
And you need to attend it with some fertilizer so that there is no extra weeds growing from it.
只要我们什么都不做。
However, if we do nothing,
那杂草就会长出来。
Then all of those weeds will grow.
除非你一直把那些不好的拔掉。
Unless you pluck out all of those weeds,
它才能够保持漂亮。
Only like that will that grass be well kept.
我们的心就是这样。
And our hearts are just like that.
人有罪性。
We have a heart of sin.
有不好的部分。
We have many areas that are not well.
如果我们不灵修。
If we do not cultivate spiritually.
没有读圣经。
If we do not continue to study the Bible.
没有亲近神。
If we do not get nearer to God.
没有祷告。
If we do not pray.
我们的灵性不好，我们的所有的弱点完全跑出来。
If our spirituality is not healthy, then all of our weaknesses will come out.
你试试看，一个月不祷告，一个月不读圣经，心里很烦躁。
You could try it out. Stop praying, stop reading the Bible for a month, and you will find yourself being full of problems.
很容易骂人。
And it'll be very easy for you to just insult other people.
一个人不灵修。
When a person does not spiritually cultivate,
他很容易自私。
Then it is very easy for them to be selfish.
只想到自己。
They will all be thinking about themselves.
一个人如果不亲近神。
If a person does not get nearer to God,
他心中充满杂草，充满恨。
That person's heart will be full of weeds, full of hatred.
就好像该隐一样。
And this will be just like Cain.
到最后就杀了他的兄弟。
To the point that at the very end, he killed his own brother.
所以兄弟之间不和睦的根源就是罪。
So the origin of the lack of harmony and unity between brothers is sin.
所以今天我们要想一想。
So today, let's think about it.
如果我没有办法好好跟身边的人相处。
If I am unable to be in good terms with those around me.
我们不要骂那个人说，哎，他很难相处。
Let us not just say, oh, it is that other person's fault. It's very hard to be in good relationship with them.
我们要想想是我自己，可能我自己心中有罪。
But rather, let's think, it may be that there is sin within my heart.
我没有办法好好跟别人相处，和睦的相处。
Unable to be at peace with others.
我们要对付自己的软弱。
And we need to deal with our own weaknesses.
当我们跟神的关系修补的时候。
And when the relationship that we have with God has been repaired,
我们跟人的关系自然会修补。
Then you will see how the relationship that we have with others is also repaired.
但是有时候我们搞错了。
However, sometimes we have misunderstood.
我们没有看里面。
We do not look inside.
没有看我们的弱点。
We do not look at our own weaknesses.
没有想改善我们跟神的关系。
We do not want to fix the relationship with God.
没有追求灵性的进步。
We do not continue to pursue spiritual cultivation.
就是一直想要跟身边的人改变关系。
But rather, we just simply want to fix the relationship that we have with people.
这样是行不通的。
This will not work.
所以弟兄和睦同居的第一个关键就是要对付我们的罪。
So for brothers to live together in unity, they must deal with their sin.
那我们来再看看还有什么原因让弟兄不能和睦同居。
Let's continue reading to figure out what other reasons cause this to not happen.
我们看那个创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第三十七章。
Chapter 37.
创世纪的第三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
三十七章的第一节。
Chapter 37, verse 1.
雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾撒拉谢的伯的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报告给他们的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的粽子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。第四节。
Verse 4.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。请读。
Verse 1. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan too. This is the account of Jacob.Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And he brought their father a bad report about them three. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made a richly ornamented robe for him. Four.When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him.
这里是告诉我们一个家庭之间的兄弟姐妹的不和睦的原因。
This records a reason why brothers and sisters within a family were not in peace.
以前的人孩子生得多。
In the old times, people would have many children.
一直生，生到老了还在生啊。
They would just have many children till their old age.
然后人有一个倾向，就是年老生的，那个时候脾气都已经没有了，没有火气了。通常老的时候生的，特别会疼那个年老时候得到的儿女。
And it seems that when people bear children in their older age, because they have lived through so many years, their temperament is usually a bit better, and they will love their youngest child.
年轻时候生的，火气很大，拼命打。
When they have children at a younger age, because they are
老的时候生的，没有火气了，哎呀，我不用打了，什么都可以。
Because they have a bit more of a bad temper, they will usually just discipline the children more. However, when they grow old and they have children, their temper has subsided, and therefore they will love their children just a bit more.
雅各他很多孩子，他有十二个儿子。
And so, as we can see, Jacob had 12 sons.
这个十二个孩子当中，他们有一些争斗。
And from among these sons, they were in conflict.
他是哥哥们呢，不喜欢这个最小的约瑟。
And it was that the older brothers did not like Joseph.
为什么不喜欢约瑟？有两个原因。
And the two reasons why they did not like Joseph.
第一个原因呢，就是因为哥哥很坏，常做坏事。但是这个约瑟很好，他不跟他一样，所以常常打小报告，所以哥哥就很恨他。
The first one was because the older brothers would usually make many bad things, and therefore Joseph would go report these things to his father.
大家都不喜欢打小报告的人嘛。
And usually nobody likes a snitch.
但是最关键的原因是什么？
But what is the main reason behind it?
就是雅各那个老爸他偏心。
It was simply because Joseph's father showed favoritism.
这个约瑟我最喜欢。
And he would say, oh, I love Joseph the most.
特别为他做一件漂亮的彩衣。
To the point that he made a richly ornamented robe for him.
只有他有。
And only Joseph had this robe.
其他兄弟都没有。
None of the other brothers had such robe.
哇，那约瑟穿起来那个衣服可以想象啊，都发亮的，哦，都。大家看了都很羡慕。
And we can imagine that when Joseph wears this robe, it must have been very attractive to the point that everybody would envy him.
没有错，约瑟很聪明。
And that is true. Joseph was very intelligent.
又很乖啊。
And he was very obedient.
是很容易得到爸爸的爱护啊，偏心的。
And it would be very easy for the father to show favoritism towards him.
当父母要有智慧，偏心也不用太明显了。
However, as parents, we shall be wise, even if you have a fair child.
尽量不要偏心。
We shall not make it that obvious, and if possible,
do not show favoritism. 偏心的太明显。
However, some parents, they are just too obvious when they show who their favorite child is.
他亲自给一件茶衣给那个喜欢的。
So we can see here that the father gave a rich, ornamented robe to the one he loved.
好像是爱他。
And it is almost as if I only love this child.
其实是害了他。
But rather, this caused harm to the child.
你最爱这个儿子，最爱这个女儿。
If you love this child the most,
啊，给他有特别的待遇。
And you give them special things.
特别的玩具。
You give them special toys.
特别的衣服。
Special clothing.
给他就很松，什么都可以。
And you are very lenient with them. They can have whatever they want.
因为他得到你的心啊，你爱他。
And because they have received or achieved your love.
整天赞美他。
And every single day, all the time, you just praise them.
结果那个你比较不喜欢的。
But then the other child, you just don't like that much more because they might not be that more obedient.
常吵嘴的，不听话的。
The one that always talks back or does not listen to you.
你故意，没有给他那么好。
And you will intentionally not treat that child better.
一直赞美那个乖呢，一直骂那个比较不乖的那个。
And you just end up praising the one who is obedient and disciplining the one who is not obedient.
给他不同的待遇。
And you give them different things.
所以长大起来，那些被忽略的，就会心里不平衡。
And when these children grow up, the children that got rejected or neglected, they will feel that something was unfair.
长大之后都会记得。
And when they grow up, they will remember all that you did.
长大之后，那个兄弟的关系、姐妹的关系都很难很好。
And when they grow up, the relationship that they have between brothers will be very hard to repair.
真的，这个是我们可以从身边观察到很多例子。
And from those whom we know that there are real life examples of this.
父母的偏爱造成兄弟不和。
That the favoritism of parents cause siblings to not be in harmony.
这个是尤其是个家庭的里面。
And especially when we are within a family.
所以今天我们要非常的小心。
So today we need to be specially careful.
如果我们当父母的。
If we are our parents.
对儿女要做到公平公正，一视同仁。
We need to be as fair and as reasonable as possible towards all of our children.
不能够因为哦他是我比较偏爱的那一个，我就对他特别好。
You cannot say that because this child is my favorite child, I shall be a bit better to him.
这样做了，做成另外一个心理不平衡，兄弟以后就不和睦了。
Because if you do so, then the other child will feel that is unfair, and when they grow up, they will not live in harmony.
所以弟兄要和睦，父母是有责任。
And that is why, if brothers want to live in unity and peace, parents have responsibility.
如果兄弟不和睦，也会影响儿女跟父母的关系。
If brothers are not at peace with each other, this will also affect the relationship between parents.
有些儿女一直埋怨父母，你都不公平，你都偏心，所以我不跟你很亲。
There are some children that will tell the parents, you are always treating me a bit worse than everybody, than my other siblings, and therefore I will not like you that much.
有些父母到老的时候心就很痛。
And that is why some parents, when they grow old, they feel pain within their hearts.
所以弟兄要和睦同居。
And that is why brothers need to live in peace.
尤其是一个家庭里面。
And especially those that live within a family.
父母非常关键。
Parents are an important part of the family.
不能偏心。
You shall not show favoritism.
不单是以后分家产的时候不能偏心，平常对儿女那个心，那种态度。都不能偏心了。
And this principle applies not only in the future when you are dividing the inheritance, but rather when you are treating them, you shall treat them with fairness and equality.
为什么兄弟之间不能和睦？
And why is it that brothers cannot live in harmony?
另外一个原因呢，就是钱太多了。
Another reason, there's actually many reasons.
我们看创世纪的十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪的第十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
十三章呢？第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
十三章的第五节，与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。第六节。
6.
那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。第七节。
7.
当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人与罗德的牧人相争。这里记载亚伯兰还有他的侄儿罗德。
This section records a story between Abram and Lot.
他们这里记载啊，他们的牧人呢在相争。
And it is written here that both of their herdsmen were in conflict.
为什么会相争？
Why?
以前没有相争。
They did not used to quarrel.
以前没有钱。
And it was because they didn't used to be that rich.
大家都没有什么，没有什么钱，没有什么牛羊，没有什么好争的。
And when no one, when everyone does not have very much, then there's really not much for you to fight about.
其实亚伯兰是有，罗德是完全没有。
And it was actually Abraham did start with some properties, but Lot did not.
罗德有的都是亚伯兰给他的。
And everything that Lot had or possessed came from Abraham.
还有他们去了一趟埃及上来之后，牛羊多了很多。
And after they went to Egypt and came back again, they had even more flocks and herds.
这个时候呢，就开始牧人那个牧人就相争了。
And this is when the herdsmen start quarreling.
因为物质增加。
And it was because they had increased in their possessions.
没有钱没得争，有钱反而有得吵。
They used to not have very much, and therefore there was not much for you to quarrel. But now that you have more, there are many more reasons to quarrel.
这两天香港的报纸记载那个新鸿地。大集团的姓李的三兄弟啊，就是在斗。
In the last couple of days in Hong Kong's news, it talks about how there are three brothers of a very rich family who are fighting with each other.
那个老二、老三呢、啊，联手啊，把那个老大赶了出去。
And what happened is that the second and the third brother, united to kick the oldest brother out of the company.
结果那个老大就向那个政府啊、警察报案说，老二、老三呢、啊、跟另外的官员的勾结。
And so the oldest brother went and sued his two younger brothers, saying that the two younger brothers and a judge, had planned
corruption,
out to
corruption.
Oh, that there was corruption.
这样子在演，好像演那个电视剧这样。
And it looks just like a TV soap opera.
听说印度有两兄弟是全印度最有钱的，两兄弟做生意，
and
两个大集团 也是不来往。
And there is also in India two brothers who are the richest people in India, and they do not talk to each other at all.
有时候我们在想，钱的破坏力有那么大。
And we may ask ourselves, can money really have such a great effect on people?
没有钱，兄弟感情很好，一直在地上玩，一直很穷，一起生活。
When brothers and sisters may not be so rich, they will play together and just live together in peace.
有钱了，反而是出问题了，钱作怪。
But once there is a lot of money, then money would cause people to not be well with each other.
但是对亚伯兰来说，
But towards Abraham,
他知道和睦相处比一切的更重要。
He knows that living in harmony is most important.
第八节
Verse 8,
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
8, so Abram said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers.
亚伯兰有一个很高的原则。
Abraham had a very high principle.
钱不重要。
Which is that money is not important.
亲情最重要。
But rather the relationships that we have.
钱亏了还可以再赚回来。
Even if we were to lose all the money, we could always earn it back.
兄弟感情破裂了，钱就买不回来。
But if we were to break the relationship with our relatives, you could never buy that back.
还有他一个观念。
And he also had another principle.
我们是兄弟，是骨肉。
Which is that we are brothers, people of the same flesh and bone.
我们怎么可以在外邦人面前吵架呢？
How can we be fighting in front of all those Gentiles?
那些外邦人都在我们，迦南人都在我们旁边看我们。
And it's because all of the Gentiles, those who live in Canaan, are looking at how we treat each other.
自己吵架，自己都站立不住。
If we are to fight between ourselves, we cannot stand against them.
亚伯兰愿意让步。
And so Abraham was the one who let his relative
have
his choice.
然后他就得到神的祝福。
And because of this, he was blessed by God.
那这个。危机的化解了。
And if we were to summarize this,
这个危机 the crisis solved.
And in this way, the crisis was solved.
所以我们今天要想是想一个问题。
So today we need to ponder about a question.
如果我今天跟我的亲戚就没有什么来往的话。
If today me and my relatives we do not really talk with each other.
跟我的亲兄弟亲姐妹已经没有什么来往。
or if we do not talk with our own brothers and sisters.
99%都是因为以前呢，金钱有瓜葛，有一些利益冲突，所以受了伤了，或者是心中很不开心。
And there are times that this is caused because of some financial or monetary problems to the point that you are unhappy with your siblings.
不然兄弟不会不来往的，姐妹不会不来往的。
Because if it were not so, then brothers and sisters would of course always be in contact with each other.
心病都是从利益开始。
All of our heart's problems usually start off from feeling hurt.
我们有时候不能只怪对方，有时候想想自己是不是很看重这个利益。
Sometimes we should not just blame the other party, but rather ask ourselves if we have put the benefits of certain things in front of relationships.
很看重这个钱。
Has it been that we put great importance towards
money? 这个钱可能不是很多啊，不是几个亿啊。
And actually, the amount is not very large. It's not like millions.
有时候可能几百块。
It might just be a couple $100.
有时候几千块。
It might just be a couple $1,000.
但是我们就是为了这个小事情。
But because of these small things,
亲戚都不来往。
We do not even talk with our own relatives.
教会弟兄姐妹也心里有疙瘩。
And in the same way, brothers and sisters within the church, we also have a certain bad feeling.
这个值得吗？
And is this worth it?
这个牛羊算什么？
What do these herds and animals count as?
对亚伯拉罕来说，就是牛羊根本不算什么。
Towards Abraham, these herds and animals didn't count as anything.
整块土地也不算什么，全部给你，你选，没所谓。
And the whole land, it's he has a great attitude of you can choose.
最重要是不要伤到兄弟的感情。
Most importantly, our relationship should not be damaged.
但是今天的人看错了。
But today's people have the wrong perspective.
觉得钱很重要。
Which is that money is most important.
感情很不重要。
And relationships are not important.
结果。失去更多的是我们自己。
And those who do choose that end up losing more than they gain.
亚伯兰他让步。
And that is why Abraham permitted his relative
他没有生罗德的妻，他也没有生罗德的妻。
And he did not even get upset at Lot.
然后罗德走了之后。
And after Lot left.
神就祝福亚伯兰。
God blessed Abraham even more.
我们看第十四节。
We can look at verse 14 of the same chapter.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”第十五节。
15.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。这段。
14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever."
这里告诉我们很重要。
So this section tells us
神祝福我们最重要
that what is most important is when the Lord blesses us.
我们不要怕吃亏。
Let us not be afraid of losing out.
我们只要怕神不祝福我们。
We just need to be afraid of God not blessing us.
神祝福我们，我们吃一点小亏，神马上补给我们。
When God blesses us, even if we're losing out just a bit, God will make up for it even more.
像亚伯兰这样。
Just like Abraham.
神说你看得到的我都给你。
The Lord said, "Lift up your eyes, and everything that you see, I will give it to you."
你可以数到地上的尘沙，就可以数到你的子孙了。
And if you can count the dust, then your offspring could be counted too.
关键是神有没有祝福。
So what is important is whether the Lord has blessed us.
我们要祷告追求。
So when we pray, we shall pursue.
不要因为利益而没有办法跟别人和睦相处。
We should ask that we should not have broken relationships because of other benefits.
如果我们不愿意吃亏。
And if we are unwilling to take one step
back, 神就不会祝福我们。
Then the Lord will not bless us.
愿意为了神不争吃亏，神祝福我们。
However, if you are willing to take one step back, then the Lord will bless you.
有时候我们想想。
Sometimes we should think
如果自己跟自己的兄弟姐妹都不能和睦同居
that if we are unable to be in good terms with our own brothers and sisters
在神面前是有亏欠的
then in front of the Lord we have fallen short
所以问你你为什么都不跟你的兄弟姐妹联络
so let me ask you why is it that you are not in contact with your brothers and sisters
为什么都不好好相处
why is it that you are in bad terms
那为什么不能和睦同居
So why is it that brothers cannot live in unity?
另外一个原因呢，就是人有骄傲。
Another reason is because of pride.
我们看箴言的第十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
十三章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10.
骄傲只起争竞。
Pride only breeds quarrels.
这句话圣经都 真理非常的尖锐，但是也是非常的实在。
The truth written here is very straightforward and very real.
为什么人与人之间相处那么困难？
So why is it that the interactions between people may be so difficult?
不单只是亲兄弟。
And not only between brothers and sisters.
包括夫妻。
But also between husbands and wives.
同事。
Or between co-workers.
弟兄姐妹。
Or brothers and sisters in church.
甚至同工、圣工人员。
Or even fellow holy workers.
为什么那么难相处？有时候。
Why is it that it is so difficult to interact with them?
为什么那么多争论、争竞？
Why is there so many quarrels?
这里告诉我们。
It tells us here.
骄傲是争竞的源头。
Pride only breeds quarrels.
如果一个人心里有骄傲。
If a person is full of pride.
他们就会有争竞。
Then they will be full of quarrels.
我们看看世界上东西我们追求的话。
When we look at the things of this world that we are pursuing,
如果我们一群人在追求同一样东西，
if a group of us are pursuing the same thing,
比如说公司里面，
for example, within a company,
有十个人争一个位要升职，
if there are 10 individuals applying to the same position,
他们之间一定要斗，一定要勾心斗角，斗赢了才可以升职。
Those 10 will be competing against each other to get that raise.
这个叫竞争。
And this is called competition.
没有办法，因为为了要生存，要骄傲，为了要升职。
And to be able to survive this, of course, you need to be proud to be able to be given a raise.
如果一般人在追求世界的东西，
and if people of this world just pursue things of this world,
可能是名，
it might be fame,
可能是利，
or it might be other benefits,
地位，
or it might be a higher status,
都会出问题。
Then when you pursue these things, there will be problems.
但是如果一般人在追求神。
However, when people usually pursue God,
追求像主耶稣基督,
when you pursue to be like Jesus Christ,
追求道理的长进,
when you pursue to grow within the truth,
我们同样追求神的话, 这般人是不会有争竞的。
If we are all pursuing God, then there will be no quarrels.
是不是大家如果追求道理, 怎么会争?
Because if everybody were to be pursuing the truth, then why would there be quarrels?
但是如果一般人, 我们的眼光改变了。
However, if some of us have changed our thoughts,
我们不是追求神本身的话,
and we no longer pursue God himself,
那个骄傲就会跑出来,
then that pride will arise.
骄傲跑出来, 争竞就会出现。
And when there is pride, there's also quarrels.
那种老本性, 老我, 通通出现。
And those are all the old bad habits that we used to have.
夫妻之间也是这样。
So between husbands and wives in the same way.
为什么有时候夫妻很难相处？
Why is it that sometimes they are not in good terms?
骄傲起争竞。
It is because pride breeds quarrels.
什么叫骄傲？
So what does pride mean?
不愿意检讨自己。
Pride means when you are unwilling to examine yourself.
不愿意 say sorry.
When you are unwilling to say I am sorry.
不容易在神面前悔改。
When you are unwilling to repent yourself in front of God.
不愿意在别人面前悔改。
When you are unwilling to change or repent in front of other people.
所以那么难相处。
And that is why it is so hard to keep a good relationship.
如果夫妻都很谦卑。
However, if husbands and wives are both very humble.
每天有做错什么事情，对不起，那我明天改善。
Then every day, if I have made a mistake, I'm truly sorry, I will try to correct it.
兄弟之间、姐妹之间也是常说，sorry, 对不起，我要改进。
And between brothers and sisters, it should also be like that. Say, I'm sorry, I will try to correct it.
这样怎么会有争竞呢？
If this were to exist, then how could there be quarrels?
还有这里说，骄傲起争竞。
It is also written here that pride only breeds quarrels.
什么叫骄傲？
What does pride mean?
骄傲就是爱面子。
Pride means when you care more about your reputation.
今天的人很爱面子啊。
People of today really care about their reputation.
我们的 face 啊，老板，不单是这张脸啊，是这种感觉啊。
They care not only about their face, but also about the feeling of what people think of them.
很难在别人面前认错。
And it is very hard for us to accept and recognize our mistakes.
或者是很喜欢人家尊重我们。
Or it may be that we really like when others respect us.
虽然人家讲那句话不尊重我们的，哇，我们受伤很大。
And the moment that anyone dares to say anything that is disrespectful, we may feel hurt.
或是人家给我们一个眼神了，我们受不了了。
Or when someone looks at us at a certain way, we feel that it's unbearable.
有时候仔细想想，为什么我们会这样？
And we shall think about it. Why is it that we act in this way?
为什么主耶稣不是这样？
Why is it that Jesus Christ does not act in this way?
主耶稣在世上的时候，人家一直骂他，一直顶撞他。
When Jesus Christ was in this world, people continued to insult and make fun of him.
他是神呢。
He is God.
别人这样对他，他受得了？
Do you think that if other people were to treat him like this, he'd be able to accept it?
为什么主耶稣受得了？
Why is it that Jesus Christ was able to tolerate it?
因为他很谦卑。
And it is simply because he was very humble.
你对我不好，没关系啊。
You treat me bad, no problem.
你不相信我，我去别的地方传。
You don't believe me, no problem. I shall go and preach somewhere else.
你不接待我，不请我吃饭，我就往别的村庄去。
You do not accept me, you do not show hospitality, no problem. I shall go to another town.
主耶稣很谦卑啊。
Jesus Christ was very humble.
所以对别人那些顶撞、那些攻击，他一点反应都没有。
So when anyone was trying to ridicule or just say bad things about him, it didn't really matter to him.
但是如果一个人很骄傲，
However, if someone is very proud,
刺到他一下，一句话而已，他就顶不住了，受不了了，
and,
他一定要反抗。
And the moment that this person hears any one statement that he does not like, then he will immediately make sure to pay back.
所以骄傲起争经。
So we can see that pride only breeds quarrels.
我们今天在神面前要反省。
Today, in front of God, we shall examine ourselves.
再看回来诗篇一百三十三篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 133.
第一节啊。
Verse one.
最后一句，如果弟兄和睦同居，这是何等的善，何等的美啊！
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
我在思考这句话。
And I've been thinking and pondering about this phrase.
我们温哥华很多漂亮的房子啊。
In Vancouver, we have many beautiful homes.
有些都几百万的。
And some of them are million-dollar homes.
有些房子老房子拆掉，人家盖哇大宅。
Some old houses are destroyed to build mansions.
有时候经过啊，不晓得大家会不会想说，哇，这个房子很漂亮。
And sometimes when you drive by, I wonder if you think, wow, this house is beautiful.
这是人的眼光。
And of course, this is the view that people have.
但是神看的不是房子多漂亮。
However, when God looks at the house, it's not about how pretty it looks.
有时候神，我在想象，神在天上观看世人。
I am thinking that when God is looking at people,
这个房子很漂亮。
He may say that, well, this house is pretty.
可能这个房子里面有十个房间。
And it may be that this house has 10 bedrooms.
但神打开那个屋顶看一下。
And God would open up the ceiling and look in.
里面人在干什么？
And check out what we are doing inside the house.
勾心斗角。
Oh, these people are just quarreling among each other.
夫妻也不和。
And the husband and wife is not at peace.
兄弟也在吵架。
And brothers and brothers are fighting each other.
想都不想，看都不想看。
I don't even feel like looking at this stuff.
不美啊。
Because it is no longer beautiful what's inside.
美这个字啊，跟这个字根呢，跟原文音乐是有关系。
And actually in Chinese, or in this section, the word
希伯来文呢，跟那个音乐有关系，就是好像音乐很和谐。
The word good and pleasant in Hebrew is related to music, which means that it's very harmonious.
一个小房子，甚至是没有自己的房子，是租房子，没有关系，如果一家人和和睦睦的相处。
If there's a small house, or even a house that is rented, or an apartment that is rented, but the people, the family that live inside are in peace, then that is a beautiful home.
常常有欢笑的声音。
When there are always often
常常聊天的声音。
Noises of laughter, or noises of people chatting.
虽然生活很简单。
And even though life may be very simple,
在神看来就很美啊。
When God looks at it, He will say that that is beautiful.
在教会这个神的家也是一样。
Within God's house, the church,
弟兄姐妹每个礼拜来，高高兴兴。
It should be the same, where brothers and sisters come here very happily.
心里没有重担。
And within their hearts, they do not have any worries and burdens.
也不要给自己重担。
And of course, you do not need to give yourself a burden.
互相的接纳，互相的赦免。
You shall treat each other well and forgive each other.
神看这个教会就很美。
And when God looks at that church, He will say that it is also a beautiful church.
如果很美，很和睦相处，有什么结果呢？
So what is the result of living together in unity?
第二节接着就说了。
Verse 2 says,
好像贵重的油啊，就是那个橄榄油，要高祭司的橄榄油。
That it is like precious oil poured on the head.
在亚伦的头上。
Running down on Aaron's beard,
从头啊流到胡须，流到他的衣襟。
Down upon the collar of his robes.
这是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
和睦同居，神就同工。
When you live together in unity, then God will work with you.
神就祝福。
God will bless you.
亚伦得到这个膏油，就得到神的祝福啊。
The moment that Aaron's beard is receiving anointment, then they are being blessed.
神的同在啊。
God is with them.
所以我们今天家里和睦，神才有办法祝福我们。
So today, when our families are in harmony and unity, then God will bless us.
教会要和睦, 神才会同工。
The church needs to be in harmony and unity so that God will abide with
第三节,
us.
又好像黑门的甘露, 黑门是一个山。
Verse 3, it is as if the dew of Hermon, and Hermon is a mountain.
这个山啊, 有6000尺那么高啊。
And this mountain is 6,000 meters feet tall.
很多的露水, 很多滋润,
there is a lot of dew.
的形容啊, 神的祝福也是很大。
And this also represents that God's blessing is very grand.
神的祝福会有永远的生命。
And the blessing of the Lord will be forevermore.
弟兄姐妹们想一想。
So, brothers and sisters, let's think about it.
今天你有办法跟你亲爱的人和睦相处吗?
Today, are you able to be in peace and unity with those whom you love?
和睦同居吗?
Are you able to live in harmony?
如果有,
if you already have this,
你是有福的,
then you are blessed.
因为神会与你同在,
and it is because the Lord will abide with
如果,
you.
如果还没有,
However, if you still have not reached this,
那么要为这个事情祷告,
then you shall pray for this.
我们应该要跟我们身边的人和睦同居,
we shall be at peace and in unity with those around us.
追求灵性的长进, 就有办法跟别人和睦的同居。
And when we continue to pursue spiritual cultivation, we will be at peace with those around us.
唱诗,
sing hymn.
433首,
433.